Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. People with diabetes experience a variety of complications, one of which is peripheral neuropathy. A June 2012 Cochrane review examines whether aggressive glucose control can help to prevent this, and Jenny Hetherington from the Cochrane Collaboration's Operations Unit describes the findings.
When people with diabetes develop symptoms or signs of peripheral nerve dysfunction that cannot be explained by other causes, this is called diabetic neuropathy. One of the ways suggested to prevent it is a strategy of aggressive glucose control for the patient. And this new Cochrane review shows that it likely works. The review includes a combined analysis of two studies in type 1 diabetes, which found a significant effect of more aggressive glucose control in preventing neuropathy compared with standard treatment in type 2 diabetes. More aggressive therapy was also beneficial in preventing neuropathy, but the result was not statistically significant in a meta-analysis of four studies. Patients with both types of diabetes experienced a significant positive effect on the amount of nerve damage, which was measured with electrical nerve conduction tests and a special machine to measure the threshold of vibration detection. Overall, the evidence indicates that more aggressive treatments of glucose levels delay the onset of neuropathy in both types of diabetes, with the more substantial effect in type 1 diabetes. This is especially important because no other treatments have proven effective to date. However, the beneficial effect has to be balanced against the significantly increased risk of dangerously low glucose levels, which can lead to brain injury, amongst other issues, that can occur in both types of diabetes. This highlights the need for more information to determine the optimal glucose target, and this review also highlights the differences between type 1 and type 2 diabetes, and the need for more research into the underlying mechanisms of nerve injury in these two separate conditions.
Information on the studies in this review and the needs for further research are available in the full Cochrane review, which can be accessed at thecochranelibrary.com.